It was 4 in the morning, the spring of 1982, quiet on 4th Street in Berkeley. I entered the back door of Betty's Diner for my shift, got cleaned up, and started prepping. Carrot soup, raisin scones, pancake mix. I had just finished the hotel and restaurant program at CCSF with Sue, who then opened Betty's Ocean View Diner with Betty and her husband Manfred. Betty's photo, bouffant from the 60s, hung in a place of honor behind the counter. Things went well from the start, because it was indeed good food and friendly service, as the menu promised. Creative, smart entrepreneurs, Betty, Manfred, and Sue were a great team, and Betty's thrived. I was thinking about the old days recently at Betty's memorial. She left us way too young, fully in this life. Manfred and their beloved daughter adored her, as did the rest of us. What really struck me as hundreds of people piled into the memorial was how Betty created community, how much richer our lives are because of her. Betty cared about her family, friends, and a much wider circle, offering customers quality food, the employees decent pay and benefits, and respect to all. The last time I saw her, hand on hip at the diner, we discussed some burning political question. When Berkeley raised the minimum wage, she was a big supporter, no hesitation. Her dear friends and the dishwashers, cooks, and servers who had worked at Betty's showed up to honor her, a multiracial, multicultural cross-section of our town. What ails us is lack of community. Without it, it's hard to care. We're sadder, lonelier, more addicted, less healthy. When we get to know each other, we understand our lives are intimately connected. If you thrive, I thrive. We all do. Simple. It's a place to start. So here's to Betty. The more we contribute to an empathetic community, the more we celebrate the values shot through the remarkable life of someone who represented the best of the Bay. With a perspective, I'm Carla Javits.